Welcome to this podcast about Claim Point and Chrome Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Claim Point forms the western shore of Chrome Bay at the northern entrance to Port Chatham on the Kenai Peninsula, about 100 miles north-northwest of Kodiak and 33 miles south-southwest of Homer, Alaska. It was the site of a historical chromite mine. Port Chatham was named in 1794 by Captain George Vancouver for HMS Chatham, commanded by Lieutenant William Broughton and serving as tender to HMS Discovery during surveys of Alaska and the Pacific Northwest from 1790 to 1795. The historical community of Port Locke sits on the southern shore of Port Chatham, about 2 miles east of Claim Point. The Coast and Geodetic Survey first reported the local name for the point in 1908, referencing chromite iron prospects. Chromium, refined from chromite, is used primarily in making stainless steel and other alloys. Claim Point is an igneous intrusion in the surrounding McHugh Formation that created a pluton composed of peridotite. The same rock occurs on the mainland just north of this peninsula with bands and veins of chromite up to 10 inches thick. In summer 1909, Ulysses Grant and Daniel Higgins were commissioned by the Geological Survey to conduct a geological reconnaissance of the southern Kenai Peninsula. They spent 2 months on the coast between Seward and Seldovia, visiting all known iron, copper, and gold prospects. The largest chromite iron claims had been staked on Red Mountain, a prominent peak about 7 miles southeast of Seldovia, by James Linder, J.T. Ballin, and Bruce Markle. But the mining claims with the highest concentration of chromite ore, and the most accessible, were staked by William and Charles Anderson on Claim Point, particularly on a small island to the southeast connected by a narrow reef to the point at low tide. Mining this ore body, situated between high and low water, was difficult because of the tides, but the reef mine produced most of the chromite shipped from Alaska when demand was created by the First World War. Nearly 1,000 tons were extracted by Whitney and Lass from the reef mine in 1917, with a concentration of 46 to 49% chromite and roughly the same amount in 1918 at 40% chromite. In 1918, a new wharf was built from the mining camp extending over 500 feet into Chrome Bay north of Claim Point. With the market's collapse after the war, all mining stopped. In early 1940, the Metals Reserve Company, the federal government's purchasing organization, sought certain ores and metals for producing equipment, ordnance, and supplies for the Second World War. Materials most in demand included tin, tungsten, antimony, chrome, and mercury. Red Mountain Chromite, a company organized by Portland businessmen including a wealthy lumberman named Blodgett who controlled 75% of it, initiated a plan in late 1940 to mine, crush, and ship ore from Jackaloff Bay to Juneau for milling. The main ore bodies to be mined were the Chrome Queen Mine on Red Mountain and the Star No. 4 Mine in the headwaters of Windy River. Access to this remote area required considerable development, a mining camp, aerial tramways, conveyors, and a truck road from the mines to the wharf in Jackaloff Bay. The Tidewater Mine at Claim Point in Chrome Bay was cheaper to operate, and work began there while the road to the Chrome Queen Mine was built. 9 conveyors were ordered to move ore from the mines to the loading wharf. 2 large rock crushers were ordered, but one was lost in over 20 fathoms of water off Claim Point when being loaded onto a small raft. After spending over $1.5 million and producing little ore, Red Mountain Chromite shut operations at Claim Point and Red Mountain in April 1943. Later that year, the Chrome Queen Mining Company resumed operations at Red Mountain and from 1943 to 1958 extracted 6,650 tons of ore from the Chrome Queen Mine and 19,350 tons from the Star No. 4 Mine. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.